afternoon. Today is Sunday, February 28th, and we're talking about real estate contracts. So Naif, he's going to speak about what he learned today during the video.
Real estate contracts. Real estate contracts are the contract fees in which the parties agree upon the terms under which the sale will occur. And also to be enforceable, a land sale contract must satisfy the statute of frauds. And the real estate sells a contract that should incorporate all terms which the parties and the state has a price of sale, and the seller has to approve of the price of the sale and able to transfer to the purchaser. Then the duty to transfer and evacuate property, marketable title is free from doubt or impairment and allows the buyer's freedom after purchasing the property. Then the purchaser's market title, the seller has to make sure that the market title has no title defect, so the purchaser will be able to purchase a property, and parties may insist on hard closing dates in order to purchase a property.
So in your own words, or if you can give an example, tell me what all of that mean, or give me a summary of what you learned about contracts today.
The purchasing a property, you have to go through different steps, and it takes a long process in order for a seller to get a purchaser interested into buying a property that they might want. And it takes a process, and they have to go through different steps to make sure that, like, the property is safe and is good for whoever the purchaser is.
And so the contract makes it what? Binding between the two parties? What if there's an oral agreement? How does that work? They talked about oral agreements. What did they say about oral agreements? Or could they work?
Agree?
Yeah, like if I said, Naive, I'm going to sell you my land, and we go through with the oral agreement, and I give you $10,000, could that stand up in a court?
Like a loan, so they won't have to pay so much for the property, so it could be fair?
No, what I'm saying is, if we didn't sign a contract, we had an oral agreement that you was going to buy the land that I'm selling from me, and you gave me $10,000, and then I give you, ownership or access to the land.
Like a trade.
Yeah. Could that transaction work?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because why?
Because they're making a fair trade, so they both get something in return.
And money was transferred and access was given. But if there was an oral agreement and nothing really happened, it's like my word against yours. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it may not hold up in a law. I mean, in a court. Sadia, come on. Your turn. Sadia, let's go.
What I learned is that there's two phases to real estate, and it's a contract phase and it's a closing phase, and you have to have all the parts to agree, have all the parts that they to have to agree on, like who are the parties that are involved in the partial land and the conditions of the terms and the price of selling. And then they have a marketable title, and it's once they sell the property, the buyer can decorate it any kind of way. And the title company makes sure that the owner is the actual owner. And the title company covers whether if the person is getting sued or not. And then the closing must be done. The closing must be done in at a reasonable time, within 30 days. And if one person dies, then they still get their property.
So if the seller dies, the person that's purchasing the home can still. Who's responsible for making sure that the purchaser gets the home? The seller's heirs, like, so their relatives or whoever is in charge of their estate if that person was to die. And they mentioned if the purchaser was to die, then the heir of the purchaser are still responsible for buying the home from the seller, correct? Did you have anything else? So what on the contract, what needs to be included in the contract when this real estate transaction or land transaction is happening? What needs to be in the contract at minimum? What did they discuss?
The people.
That's involved. Mm-hmm. Who else? What else?
And the land and the conditions and the price of the sale.
So the land, the specific about the land or the piece of property that's being sold, the conditions. And then the price, right? The price should be included in the contract as well. And then whatever terms you guys agree to, right? So if you say, I'm going to close in 30 days or I'm going to close in 60 days, this is what's going to happen, right? Remember they showed in the video, once they're in the closing phase, and if something happened to the property that was no control of the seller, who's responsible for the damage? The purchaser. So if like it rained or something with nature happened and some damages happened, the purchaser would be responsible, not the seller if it's not under his control. So okay. It was a little non-kid-friendly video, but I think you kind of got the concept. And it talked about how the title company, you know, does the research to make sure the owner is who the owner say he is, and to also make sure there's no liens or judgments on the property as well, right? So that when you accept this ownership of this new land or property, there's no issues. But you can also get insurance to cover that as well. So... All right, guys, that's it. Thanks for listening.